The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is giving Florida the authority to approve or deny permits for developers to build on or near protected wetlands. But some environmentalists are wary of reducing the amount of red tape. Florida applied in August to take over wetland permitting, which is usually handled jointly by the federal government and the state. Republican Northeast Florida Congressman John Rutherford is among those celebrating. Florida knows its natural resources best and can make the best decisions, they say.
This is huge. And I cannot thank you all enough, because this is going to save time, it's going to save money, and it's going to save our environment.
Florida is only the third state to be given this authority, after Michigan and New Jersey. But Matanzas Riverkeeper Jen Lumberg says those states have budgeted millions of dollars for it.
Florida, on the other hand, has claimed that it would not require any additional resources to implement this program, which creates some concern about the thoroughness and protectiveness of this program, since essentially it means an additional workload for a department that's already having trouble keeping up with its existing responsibilities.
Lumberg hopes the incoming Biden administration will consider reversing the decision. Brendan Rivers, WJCT News, 89.9.